Well, let's talk about a Bostonian, George Frazier.
Frazier was another important figure in my life. First of all, he was one of the first people, I think, in the United States who had a regular column in a daily newspaper. And it was called Sweet and Lowdown, first in the Boston Herald and later in the Boston Globe. And he had a style of writing that has never been equaled in terms of when he didn't like a performer or like them, he had a way of writing that could make you want to hit him or adore him. He once did a set of notes that I just finally got again on Lee Wiley that was the only writing I've ever seen that really captured the sensuousness of which he was capable. He was also very strongly opinionated, and I once wrote him he had a radio program on WEEI, and he did something that I later copied. He sometimes would play recordings and not tell you who it was until it was over. So you'd suddenly find that some of your worst prejudices weren't true. And I had a classical music program for a while, and I tried that, and people were calling in and saying, "You're telling me that was Tchaikovsky? Yeah. Oh, my goodness." So that was very interesting. Yeah. It certainly got your ear, if not better, at least more acutely. But I once wrote him a note because for some reason I took umbrage at something he wrote about Tex Beneke,
right,
who was Glenn Miller's singer, but I also thought not a bad tenor player. But anyway, he invited me up to the studio, and we got to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
And later on, on the bad advice of my mother-in-law and my wife, tried to sue him for defamation because he was angry at me in one of his columns. This is after I'd come to New York. And he implied that I wrote these liner notes just to make money, that it was a conflict of interest, blah, 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 blah. And fortunately for me, the trial took place at the same time as the trial of the Boston Stranglers, so not many people paid attention.